The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, of course, it's Tuesday, and each Tuesday we check in with Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing great. Hope you're well.
I am well. Appreciate your time this morning. Let's talk for a minute. Boy, what a wild weekend in Washington. Of course, on Friday, very early Friday morning, we learned that the president was positive. Later on Friday, he made his way over to Walter Reed. Yesterday, he made his way back to the White House. Give us a sort of a behind the scenes of what was going on in Washington over the weekend.
Well, I was at drill for the South Carolina Air National Guard, so I was not in D.C., but obviously it was a little bit chaotic. A number of senators were also diagnosed as being positive for COVID. You know, the president was never particularly afflicted by it. Obviously, this is worse for some people than others. But the media took this line that, you know, his doctors were lying to them and that they had all of this inside information that he was in very tough situation, may have to pass the baton to the vice president. And it was just incredible the amount of misinformation that was coming out of the media while he was recovering. And yeah, Obviously he was never in particularly a bad situation, and he never even stopped working. I mean, he worked through COVID. I mean, that's remarkable.
Yeah. When something like this is happening, Congressman Timmons, do you guys get, additional communication? Do you get information that maybe the rest of us don't receive?
I have a number of friends in the White House, and so I speak with them, and, that's not public sourced information. So, you know, I do have some additional information. I texted when, you know, his doctors released a statement that said he was doing fine, and then the media went crazy saying that he was about to die. And so I texted my friends at the White House, and they said the president's fine. I saw, you know, so I did get that additional information. But, you know, I just think the hysteria, it seems that they want bad things to happen, the media, and it's been frustrating. I just wish that they would be journalists and not partisan. But I guess that's 2020.
Well, and you know, when you listen to Jake Tapper, even last night, and Brian Stelter, you're right, it was almost like they were disappointed that the president handled this as well as he did.
I did make a bunch of jokes. All he eats are McDonald's cheeseburgers and Diet Coke. So, generally speaking, poor diet is not good if you're have COVID, but apparently he was able to overcome it.
I guess his favorite burger is a McDonald's burger. I hear that over and over.
But he alleges that McDonald's French fries are the reason that his hair is so long and full. And having hair issues myself, I may start eating more McDonald's French fries. I'll give it a go. We'll see.
Congressman, I'll meet you at McDonald's right after the show because I could use some of those myself, you know.
I don't think they start making fries until about 10:45, so let's go for lunch.
All right. Let's talk for a minute about D.C., of course. There's so much important work to be done. A lot of discussion.
Let's talk about that real quick. So I was in D.C. all week last week. Everyone thought that we were going to get released because we weren't doing anything. Secretary Mnuchin was negotiating with the speaker to try to get her off of her $3.5 trillion bailout, which includes the removal of state and local taxes to give tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires. And it also includes $1 trillion for states to to address their pension liabilities. Just totally unrelated. There were things in there for the Green New Deal. I mean, you know, just totally unrelated legislation. We've got business owners here in Greenville. We've got restaurants that are suffering. We have people still out of work. We have hotels that are suffering because people aren't traveling. We need to help people that deserve help. If the government's going to shut your business down, the government should step in and make sure that you have food on your table and a roof over your head.
Yeah.
So we're sitting here in D.C., and the speaker was so kind to come off her $3.5 trillion number down to $2.6 trillion. Everybody's going to tell you it's 2.2, but it's actually 2.6. So, you know, we've got $27 trillion in debt. We're going to have $30 trillion in debt before the end of next year. We can't spend money we don't have recklessly. We can't bail out states for their bad financial policy. And it's just frustrating that the speaker has not gotten the help to the people that need it. The heroes too, as they call it, that passed the House barely, had, I think it was 20 Democrats vote against it. If all the Republicans were there, it wouldn't have passed. So, you know, her own party is angry that we are not getting help to the people that need it. I want to help the people that are struggling right now because of COVID. If she wants to talk about the Green New Deal, we can have a vote on that too. But let's not put it in the same vote. It's very frustrating right now.
Yep. So what is the next step, Congressman? I mean, is there any chance that there will be, that you guys will come to terms on additional funding? Because, I mean, as you said, we know that there are businesses out there who need help.
It could possibly be this week. The Secretary Mnuchin and the Speaker are still negotiating. But my understanding is, I mean, the Speaker's currently at $2.6 trillion, the White House is at $1.5 trillion, and the Senate Majority Leader is at $800 billion. So we just got a lot of space between those numbers. But let's go to – I want to talk about Senator Graham's race, because people keep saying he's neck and neck, and I just want to tell everybody listening, that's just not true. The president won South Carolina in 2016 by 300,000 votes.
Yeah.
300,000 votes is what he beat Clinton by. If you take Clinton's number and you put it up against the lower turnout in the 2018 election, the Republican governor McMaster still got 66,000 votes more than Clinton got. So, one, we're not going to have depressed turnout. I think turnout's going to be huge. Two, on a best-case scenario for Jamie Harrison is 66,000 votes. You've got to find or change 33,000 lines. But, you know, it's really probably more like 190,000 votes. He's either got to change half those minds or find new votes. It's an insurmountable number.
Yeah.
That all said, this is the most important election of our lifetime. We are incredibly divided. Senator Graham has been a champion for South Carolina in the Senate, and I just want to make sure that we do everything we can to send him back, because I don't think y'all understand what it would be like to have a Democrat senator. He refuses to call himself a Democrat, and he refuses to answer questions on the Green New Deal, on Medicare for All, on all the socialist policies that the left's pushing that we can't afford. We just don't have the money. I want to help everybody. I want to give everybody health care, but we got to pay for it somehow.
Yeah, and I think we kind of know what type of justices he would support as well. That in itself is reason for me to not only reelect Donald Trump, but to send Lindsey Graham back to Washington to continue to put conservatives on the bench.
Absolutely, Joey. Let's get it done. And I hope that we can get some help to the people that need it in the next few weeks, but it may be until after the election.
Yep.
So we'll do our best and hope for a good outcome.
Yep. Congressman William Timmons, all right, I'll see you at McDonald's at 10:45 for those fries. How's that?
Joey, sounds like a plan to me. I might have to eat a lot of fries, though. We'll see.
You and me both, Congressman. Always good to speak with you. Stay safe out there.
And to you. Talk to you next week. Bye.